Morning and peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
在座的大家早安。那么愿神的平安与大家同在。
This morning our topic for mutual encouragement is why should I care?
那么今天早上跟大家一起来勉励的题目是为何要关怀。
There was a saying, very famous saying, tell us that there's no man is an island. No man is an island. 没有人是一个孤岛。
在这边有一句很有名的说，名言这么说，没有一个人是一个孤岛。
Since we were born, we were attached to our families.
我们自从出生就跟我们的家庭在一起。
We were taken care by our parents.
那么我们受到父母的关爱。
We grew up with our siblings.
我们受到弟兄，我们跟弟兄姐妹一起来成长。
We go to school, share the classroom, share the moment with our classmates.
我们进学校以后跟同学之间一起在同个教室一起学习。
When we go to work, we share our workplace with our colleagues.
等到长大工作的时候跟同事们一起在公司里面学习。
And when we find our spouse, we spare the rest of our life to share with them.
等到我们成家立业在同个屋檐下同个家庭里面跟我们的配偶一起来成长。
Until the moment of our departure from this world, we will be shared this moment surrounded by our beloved one, we hopefully in our dying bed.
那么直到我们要离开世间的那一刻，我们的周围一定都也是围满了我们相爱关怀我们的人。
So this is to tell us that no one can actually survive or live by himself or herself totally alone.
所以人的一生很难说一个人可以单独或是独存的。
So we need to care about each other.
因此我们互相的关怀就是非常重要的。
So that's why we specially talk about this topic this morning.
所以今天早上我们特别拿关怀来作为主题。
Especially within the same faith, within the same belief, our believers shall care about each other specially.
那么讲到我们有相同信仰的信徒们就应该有这样程度的关怀。
Now, why do we have to care about each other?
为什么我们要相互关怀呢？
Now, the first point is, if we always have love and care about each other, it's not easy for us to fall.
首先第一个理由就是如果我们互相关怀的话，那么我们周围的弟兄就不会有跌倒的理由。
Let's turn to the book of 1 John chapter 2.
我们请看约翰一书第二章。
The book of 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书的第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
约翰一书第二章第十节。
The book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 10.
约翰一书第二章第十节，第十节，爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有半跌的缘由。
Here talk about stumbling, this means stumbling on the faith.
在这边说到半跌，跌倒，也就是在信仰上的跌倒。
A person, if we stumble on the ground, will get hurt.
如果一个人走路跌倒了，当然就受伤了。
Especially elderly people, the most dangerous thing for old fellow is to fall down. Otherwise, broke his hip, broke the leg easily.
那么跌倒对于老人家来说是最严重的事情。
Break the,
尤其是会有时候会跌断手、跌断脚。
But spiritually, sometimes we can stumble.
但是我们却在路上，在信仰路上都有可能跌倒。
Why would a person be stumbling?
为什么一个人会跌倒？
Here tell us because it's lacking of love.
这边告诉我们，因为缺乏爱。
Let's read verse 9.
我们请看到第九节。第九节，人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
Here John told us, if someone tell that other people that if he is walking in the light, but rather hates his brother, he is living in the darkness.
在这边很明白的，约翰告诉我们，人若说自己在光明中，却恨了他的弟兄。那么这个人到现在还是在黑暗当中。
So when we talk about devil, sometimes we think, wow, devil may be very dreadful, very terrifying.
那在我们读经当中，我们常谈到魔鬼，我们总觉得魔鬼好像很可怕、很恐怖的。
Maybe he's a face of green face or dark eyes or long hair or all this scary appearances.
在我们的印象里面，魔鬼的这个所谓的样子总是可怕的。这个大眼睛的所谓很可怕的脸色。
However, that is not the most dreadful or terrible thing about devil.
但是这个外表的魔鬼并不是这么样，并不是真正代表那最严重的魔鬼。
The most terrible thing or most dreadful weapon he has is hatred.
魔鬼最可怕也就最厉害的武器也就是那个恨。
God is love.
神是爱。
When God created us human being,
神造人的时候
He placed this love into our heart.
那么他让爱能够在人的心里成长。
So husband supposed to love the wife.
因此丈夫要爱太太。
Wife supposed to love the husband.
那么妻子要爱丈夫。
Brothers supposed to love another brothers.
所以弟兄要爱弟兄。
However, when devil came into the world,
但是当魔鬼进入了这个世界
when sin entered the world,
当这个罪进入了这个世界
he has goals. Devil tried to replace love with hatred.
那么魔鬼所要扮演的角色就是将人的爱拿走放入恨。
Look at how Adam and Eve, their relationship changed after they committed sin.
我们看看亚当夏娃当他们犯罪之后他们的关系如何的演变。
The marital cord was broken.
那么我们可以看到这个婚姻之间的关系已经被打破了。
You look at their children.
我们看看他们的小孩。
Cain and Abel.
那我们看看那个
该隐
跟亚伯。
They were supposed to live in harmony.
这一对兄弟应该是要非常和气一起和谐的。
However, Cain killed Abel.
但是我们看到该隐却杀了亚伯。
So we see that the love was replaced.
因此我们看到爱已经被取代了。
Hatred came in.
我们看到恨已经进入了。
When we are in have hatred, we have darkness in our heart.
当一个人有恨在心的时候，这个人就住在黑暗里。
If you have no love, then easy to stumble.
如果一个人没有爱的话，这个人就很容易跌倒。
So that's why John told us.
因此，约翰在这边告诉我们
：If we love our brothers,
如果我们爱弟兄
，we are walking in the light.
我们就住在光明里。
There's no reason for him to stumble.
既然住在光明里，就没有理由会跌倒。
Let's look at ourselves.
我们看看自己。
When was the last time we have hatred?
我们上一次觉得自己心里恨一个人是什么时候
？During the past week.
上个礼拜。
Do we have hatred in our hearts?
上个礼拜的时间，我们是不是心中产生恨呢
？When we were driving, when somebody just cut into our lane, do we start to curse them?
我们开车的时候，有人就这么超过我们，我们是不是觉得会骂他们呢
？When we are angry with our spouse, do we spell some very dreadful or very hatred words to them?
当我们生气对着我们的配偶的时候，我们是不是讲一些不该讲的话呢
？If we have, then we have hatred.
那么如果真的是这样那么这个恨已经在我们心里面开始生根了
If brother and sister arguing something so bitterly have the hatred
如果兄弟之间弟兄姐妹之间为了一件事严重的争吵那这都是恨的开始
So Bible tells us if we are lacking of love
因此圣经在这告诉我们如果我们缺乏爱的话
Very easy to stumble
那么就很容易跌倒了
So we have to care about each other
因此我们要能够互相的关怀
Sometimes we think oh, if we love others it's only beneficial to other people
有时候我们想，我们爱人总是爱的是对方，所以对方总是最大受益者。
Actually, it's not like that.
并不是如此哦。
When you give love,
当我们爱人的时候
，you yourself are benefited.
那么我们自己也因为这个爱人得到利益。
Because when you give light to other people,
因为当你
light
当你把光给人家的时候
，we ourselves will shine.
我们自己也是一个发光体
，so we were benefited.
因此我们也受到这个光的利益。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 14.
我们请看第三章第十四节。
First John chapter 3 verse 14.
约翰一书第三章的第十四节我们因为爱弟兄就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的人住在死中。
So now we are born again.
我们这边又谈到了我们是重生了
So we no longer live in death
因此我们不再住在死里面
We should care about each other
因此我们要互相关怀
Now the second reason
第二个理由
If we have love
如果有爱
If we care about each other
如果我们互相关怀
We can be blameless before the sight of God
那么我们在神的面前就可以坦然无惧了
Let's turn to the first John chapter 4 verse 17
我们还是看到约翰一书第四章
The book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 17.
约翰一书第四章第十七节，十七节，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Here John told us, if we have love, then we can be blameless in the day of judgment before God.
今天说到，如果约翰告诉我们，如果有爱在我们里面，那么我们在神的审判日子就能够坦然无惧。
What does it mean?
这里告诉我们什么
？We human being, what is the greatest pain in our life?
那么，身为一个人类，我们一生当中最痛苦是什么事
？It's because we always have regret.
那么，也就是说，我们常常会后悔。
There are many people surround us.
许多人在我们的周围。
We always want to show our care to them.
我们常常想要关怀我们周围的人。
However, we are so busy.
但是因为我们忙
，We don't have time.
没有时间
，So we always think later. I will do this.
所以常常想，也许。待一会儿再关怀他们。
Later, I'll talk to my parents more.
等一下我再跟我的父母多谈一些话吧。
When I retire, I'll bring my wife, bring my husband to cruise. We'll spend a good holiday together.
如果等可能等到我退休之后，我再花时间跟我的家人一同旅行吧。
However, not every occasion that time permit us to do this.
但这个暂时这个等一下，并不是时间所特别要允许我们的。
Sometime before we can do this, we lose our chance.
有时候我们真的要做的时候，但是时间不对了，没有了。
And we regret so much.
所以我们后悔。
There was a sister.
有这么一个姐妹。
He wrote an article concerning her mother.
他写了这么一个文章，有关于写到他的妈妈。
Her mother has been very healthy.
他的妈妈一向都很健康。
75 years old.
75岁了。
Very strong.
而且非常的健康。
So the sister thinks, I still got lots of time with my mom.
所以他认为他跟他妈妈在一起生活的日子应该很多。
So there's no hurry.
所以没什么好急的。
So the sister always busy with her life.
那么这个姐妹当然就按照她的正常生活非常的忙碌。
There was one time when the mother,saying that she wants to travel to another city by herself with a long-distance travel bus, Greyhound.
那么有这么一天，这个妈妈说，这样子吧，我搭个这个长途巴士到另外一个城市去看看。
The daughter think, well, the mother is so healthy, should not be a problem, so let her go by herself.
这个身为女儿的认为说，妈妈既然这么健康，想要到另外一个城市走走看看，那么就让她去。
But guess what happened?
那么我们看到底发生什么事。
The mother died of a heart attack in the Greyhound.
那么这个妈妈就因为在搭这个长途巴士的时候，中风死亡。
Maybe the long distance traveling was too hard for her.
也许就是因为长途旅行、长途跋涉。
But the daughter was so regretful.
因此，这个让这个女儿感到非常的懊悔。
The daughter said, "If I care about my mom."
这个女儿让她觉得说，如果我当时关心我的妈妈一点
，If I don't let my mom go by herself,
如果不让我的妈妈单独坐这么长途的巴士去旅行
，If I accompany her,
如果我跟她一块儿
，Maybe.That's, so you can avoid this disaster.
也许这样的不好的事情就能够避免。
However, when we regret, it's too late.
但是每次人在后悔，就是表示事情已经时间已经过去了。
So today there are so many people around us.
今天有在我们周围有许许多多人。
If we want to care about each other,
如果要关心我们周围的人
，then let's do it now.
那么我们就要趁现在来做。
Do not wait for another week.
不要再等下礼拜。
Do not wait for another year.
不要再等明年了。
Care our loved one now.
那么我们要现在就要做。关怀人的动作。
So how do we do this?
我们如何做？
Just think about this question.
我们想想，我们这么想。
Look at the people around us.
我们看看四周围的人。
We should think as if today is our last day to see them.
今天如果我们这么想，如果我今天是最后一天看到这个人。
If today is the last day to see the people around us.
如果今天我们是最后一天看到我们周围这些人。
What will we do?
我们做什么？
Do we think, oh, I don't have time to talk to you later?
我们是不是还想说，也许明天再说吧？
So we do it now.
所以要现在做。
If we do it all,
如果我们都做了。
So later when we see Jesus,
所以到时候我们见到主耶稣的时候，
we'll tell Lord Jesus.
我们会告诉主耶稣，
Oh Lord, I have no regrets.
我今天完全没有后悔。
I've tried my best.
我已经尽全力而为。
I've done my duty.
我已经尽到我该尽的责任。
So this is very important.
所以这是很重要的。
The third point.
第三点。
Love and caring can redeem many lost souls.
有爱和关怀就能够挽回许多失丧的灵魂。
Let's turn to the book of First John chapter 4.
我们还是看回约翰一书第四章第十节。约翰一书第四章第十节。第十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
Here tell us how our God loves us.
这里告诉我们神是如何的爱我们。
God is invisible.
神是看不见的。
You don't see him.
我们看不见他。
For example, in this chapel, there's no cross.
好像在这个会堂里面，我们看不到有形的十字架。
There's no idol here.
也没有任何的偶像在这个会堂里。
There's no picture of Jesus.
也没有所谓的主耶稣的照片。
So how do you know that's God?
那么我们怎么知道这里有神呢？
Because God is so abstract.
因为神是很抽象的。
So how do we know him?
我们如何知道？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
God became flesh.
神道成了肉身。
He came like a human being.
那么成为像我们人一样有血有肉的。
With flesh and blood like you and me.
那么像有血有肉就像你我一样。
And he sacrificed himself.
并且能够献上牺牲自己。
Because of our sin.
因为我们的罪。
He was nailed on the cross.
他被钉在十架上。
He bled.
他流血了。
He was struck.
那么他被打了。
He died.
然后他死了。
He suffered for us.
他为我们的罪而担的痛苦。
So that's why he redeemed us.
所以这边说到说为了我们的罪他做了挽回祭。
This is love.
这是爱。
Love can redeem.
因为爱能够 挽回什么事情？
What does it mean redeem?
什么叫做挽回？
Redeem is concerning something already lost.
挽回也就是说已经丢掉的东西再把它找回来。
This is not easy.
这不简单的。
In this society, we are living in a culture of disposable culture.
在这个社会里面，我们大家都知道什么东西都是可以用一次就丢的东西。
Disposable contact lenses.
我们看到连这个隐形眼镜都可以用一次就丢弃。
Disposable camera.
我们看到相机都可以用一次就丢了。
I think in future we have disposable computer.
那么在未来可能我们连这个电脑都可以用一次就扔了。
Disposable whatever.
我们可以看到许许多的东西都是一次使用就丢掉了。
Because this culture tells us we don't care if it doesn't work, we throw away.
因为在今天的文化社会里面，如果不能用的东西就把它扔掉。
If that person cannot change, then forsake him.
如果这个人不能够改变，那么这个人就干脆放弃他吧。
However, this is not the heart of God.
但是这不是神的心。
God always wants to redeem us.
神的心总是希望挽回我们的灵魂。
We were all lost once.
因为我们都曾经迷失过。
However, Jesus redeemed us.
但是主耶稣在这里把我们挽回了。
By His love.
因为他的爱。
So verse 11.
所以十一节告诉我们，亲爱的弟兄啊。神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
So we have to love because God loves us.
我们要彼此相爱，因为神爱我们。
So in the church, sometimes we have some lost sheep.
今天在教会里面，我们会看到一些迷失的羊。
But they are not dead sheep. They are not dead sheep.
但是他们不是死掉的羊。
They can be redeemed.
他们总是有机会挽回的。
If we have love.
如果我们有爱的话。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 4.
我们请看马太福音第四章。
The book of Matthew chapter 4,
马太福音第四章
verse 18,
马太福音第四章第十八节
Matthew chapter 4 verse 18 to 22,
马太福音第四章第十八节到二十二节，十八节耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他的弟兄安德烈，在海边撒网，他们本是打鱼的。十九节，耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”二十，他们就立刻舍了网，跟从他了。二十一节，从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他的兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们。二十二节，他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，就跟从了耶稣。
This is how our Lord Jesus Christ chose the brother of Peter and John to be his follower and to be his disciple.
那么这边看到彼得如何选召这个主耶稣召彼得和西门成为他的门徒。
They were fishermen.
那么他们在当初都是渔夫。
They were catching fish.
他们都在捕鱼的。
However, Lord Jesus tell them a new commission.
但是主耶稣在这里告诉他们一个新的任务。
Verse 19, Jesus tell them, from now you will be fisher of men.
十九节，主耶稣告诉他们新的任务，新的工作就是要得人如得鱼啊。
Now you are no more catching fish.
今天开始你不再抓鱼了。
You are catching men.
你要捕人的。
You are catching men. You are catching the soul.
因为你捕到的人就是捕到他的灵魂。
From the sea of sin, from the sea of suffering.
也就要从这世界的罪海当中将人的灵魂捕回来。
To rescue them.
来救回来。
To redeem them.
能够挽回他们。
However, here tell us this is a symbolic action.
所以这里告诉我们一个象征性的动作。
You need to catch fish, you need to have a net.
要捕鱼就要有网子。
Net is very important.
这个网非常重要。
Now, when the brother were called by Jesus, they were doing two things.
这位兄弟当他们在被主耶稣选召的时候，他们做这样的事情。
Verse 18 tell us, Andrew, they were casting the net on the sea.
这里说到安德烈，他正在撒网捕鱼。
Of course, with a big net, you can catch quite a lot of fish.
当然用大网就可以捕多鱼。
However, every time you catch the fish, you got some dirty things or even your net can be broken.
我们知道捕鱼，当你网拉上来的时候，不见得都是你所要的东西，也许会网到一些不想要的。
So, verse 21 tell us.
所以二十一节告诉我们。
Here tell us that Zebedee, the father of John, the son of Zebedee, John, was repairing the net.
这里说到西比泰的儿子雅各和他的兄弟跟他的父亲一同在这边捕网。
So one is casting the net, another was repairing the net.
我们看到一方面他们撒网，另一方面他们也捕网。
This is very important.
很重要的。
Sometimes we only think, wow, it's very important to preach the gospel.
我们常常会认为传道、传福音是很重要。
Yeah, let's preach to more people.
那我们可以把这个福音带给更多的人。
However, we shouldn't forget.
但是我们不要忘记了。
After we bring them here.
当我们把人带到神的面前之后，
How do we retain them?
我们如何保留他们？
If the net have a break hole,
如果这个网有个大洞，
Yes, you caught them, but they swim away.
我们当然可以捕到鱼，但是鱼还是会流走。
This is a big loss.
这是更大的损失。
We already have it, but it's gone.
因为我们把它抓来了，但是又给它放了。
So today, our church is a net.
所以今天我们的教会就像一张网。
Our net is to save people.
我们的网就是要能够救人的灵魂。
Save them to heaven.
让他们能够到达天堂。
Save them to the ship, which is going to the heaven of God.
那么把他们装来船上，这个船就要驶往天堂。
Now, we know one person is just like one point.
我们看，我们知道一个人就好像一个点。
A point cannot catch fish.
那么一个点不可以抓鱼的。
好 ，However, if two person connect together, it becomes a line.
两个人在一起，两点在一起就能够成线。
You can fish with a line, but not many fishes.
那么我们可以用线来钓鱼，但是一次一条。
However, if three person, four person come together.
但是三个、四个人数增加了。
And become a surface, become the surface now.
那么这个点成线，这个线就要成一个面。
Become a net.
就变成了一片网。
And when the net come together,
如果这个网在一起之后，
become a three dimension can catch many fish.
那么就能够成为一个很有效功能的捕鱼网。
Today, sometimes we think, oh, caring or loving members is the job of our ministers.
今天我们常想说，关怀弟兄姐妹总是这些圣职人员的工作。
Let them do the visitation.
让他们去做访问。
Let them call other people.
他们应该去打电话给别人。
This is their job. This is their job.
这是他们日常的工作才对呀。
Yes, this is their job. It's true.
当然，这些是圣职人员的工作。
However, we know that by only by themselves is not enough.
但是我们都知道，如果就靠这几位，我们是不够的。
It's not enough because we have so many people.
因为我们的人数太多了。
When we are going to be more and more by the grace of God.
而且我们将要看到人数因为神的祝福越来越增加。
So we have to care about each other.
因此，我们要能够互相的关怀。
And make ourselves to be a strong net.
让我们自己在那个点上都成为一个很强壮的网。
If we are young people.
如果我们是年轻人，
we can care about other young people.
我们关怀其他的年轻人。
If we are middle age,
如果我们是中年，
we can also care about our middle age people.
同样的，我们可以关怀同年的人。
If we are elderly,
如果我们是年纪大的，
we can also care about elderly fellow brothers and sisters.
没有问题，你也可以关怀你相同年纪大的人。
Wow, this net is so strong.
因为这个网子要结得非常的强壮。
This net can save many souls.
那么这个网要用来救人的灵魂的。
The fourth point.
第四点。
Today you care about others.
今天我们关怀别人。
Someday, others will care about you.
明天有一天，人家就会因为这样关怀我们。
We are human beings.
我们都是人。
We have flesh and blood.
我们都是带血肉的。
Even though we think now I'm very strong, I have no problem in my life.
就算今天我觉得我没什么问题，在我的生活里面身强体壮的。
I don't need other people to care about me.
我不需要别人的关心的。
However, don't forget we are human beings.
但是这种话不能说太早，也不能说太大，我们都是人类。
One day, sooner or later, we all get sick, we all get trouble, we all get tired, we all get distressed.
但是人吃五谷杂粮，难免都会有生病、痛苦、难过。困难的时候。
So today you care about other people.
所以今天我们关怀别人。
Hey, someday, other brother and sister, when you are in need, will come to you and give you some encouraging word.
那么有一天，当我们需要这样关怀的时候，你就看到别人会因为来这样来关怀我们。
When we think about Paul, we know that, wow, he was a so-called super apostle, very strong, can preach, can heal, can do many things.
我们看到保罗在圣经里面都觉得他的身体以及他的这个所谓的这些布道都非常的强壮，我们觉得他似乎不需要人家关心的。
However, he needs somebody to care about him.
但是我们看圣经里面，他的确需要别人的关怀啊。
When
什么时候呢
？When he was in prison.
当他在监狱里的时候。
When he was lonely.
当他觉得孤单的时候。
Let's turn to the book of First Timothy chapter 1.
我们请看提摩太前书第一章。
Second Timothy, I think. Second Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书的第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
提摩太后书的第一章的第十五节。
Second Timothy, chapter 1, verse 15.
提摩太后书第一章第十五节，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的，其中腓基路以及黑摩奇尼。
Verse 16.
十六节，愿主怜悯阿尼。瑟佛一家的人，因他屡次使我畅快，不以我的锁链为耻。
When Paul wrote this Second Timothy, he was in the last moment in his life.
当保罗写这篇提摩太后书的时候，事实上这已经来到了他人生的终点了。
He was very tired physically.
他已经在肉体上，他已经很疲倦了。
He was beaten up.
他已经被打的
He was locked up
他被锁起来被关起来
He was forsaken
他被人家遗弃了
He was very lonely
这时候他的心内心感觉到非常的痛苦
And he knew
孤单
He is about to die
他也知道他自己的人生将近
One thing make him sad was that so many people forsake him
其中一件事情让他难过的就是他这边说到很多人都离弃他了
Now we must pay attention
这里我们要特别看到这一点
Who is our best friend?
谁是我们的最好的朋友
Who is our real friends?
谁是我们真的朋友
When we are in prosperity, we cannot tell.
当我们在很兴旺、很强盛的时候，我们可能看不到
When we are successful.
当我们成功的
When we are healthy.
当我们健康的
Lots of money.
很多钱的
Wow, many friends.
许许多多人都说他是我的朋友
Many people call you, want to have meet with you, want to visit you.
许许多人都打电话要吃饭、要来看你，都是朋友
But who is a real friend?
但是在这当中，谁是真朋友
When you lost everything.
当我们什么都不见了
you know who is your real friends.
这个时候你就知道谁是真朋友
you know who is your real brothers and sisters.
谁是真正的弟兄姐妹了
At this time, all the worldly friends seem to be disappearing.
在这个时候你会发现全世界人都不见了
hey, At that time, it seems some brothers and sisters in the church you don't know very well. Suddenly they come, they call you, they want to visit you, they want to care about you.
在这个时候你会发现教会的弟兄姐妹就有一个人你可能不太注意他的他就在这个时候出现来安慰你
The 16 tell usPaul really thanked God for at least that one family called Onesiphorus. This family refreshed the soul of Paul.
在这边十六节，保罗特别提到这么一家人，因为他们的关怀，使得保罗的灵魂是非常的畅快。
This is a good word. Refresh his soul. Refresh his spirit.
我们可以看到这个非常美的一个工作。我们能够让一个人的心灵畅快，这是不简单的。
So even Paul, when he was very strong.But now he has a moment of his weaknesses.
我们看到保罗这一生都非常的坚强，但在这个点上，他却感到非常的软弱。
How much more about us?
那么，我们反观我们自己了。
Fifth point.
第五点。
We care, we love because this is the command of the Lord.
我们关怀，我们爱别人，因为这是主的吩咐。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 21.
我们请看约翰福音的第二十一章。
The Gospel of John chapter 21.
我们看约翰福音的第二十一章
Verse 15
十五节约翰福音第二十一章第十五节十五节他们吃完了早饭耶稣对西门彼得说约翰的儿子西门你爱我比这些更深吗彼得说主啊是的你知道我爱你耶稣对他说你喂养我的小羊
Here is the appearing of the Lord to the disciples
那么在这边我们看到主耶稣向门徒们显现
The disciples, they were very weak
在这个时候的门徒可以说是非常软弱
They were afraid
因为他们害怕
Even our Lord Jesus was crucified, was risen up
虽然主耶稣已经被钉十字架而且也复活了
Appeared to them many times before
那么在这之前也跟他们显现很多次了
However, their faith was remaining very weak
但在这个时候的门徒的信心都非常软弱
That's why Jesus goesYou use the love to redeem them.
那么主耶稣在这个时候用爱来将他们再度挽回。
Ask them, do you have food to eat?
问问他们，前面我们看到问他们，你们有吃的没有？
They say, we're hungry, there's no food.
他们说我们饿得很呢，我们没有吃的。
We catch the whole night of fish, but there's no fish.
我们花了整夜撒网捕鱼，但是没有半条的鱼。
Jesus tell them.
主耶稣告诉他们。
Cast the net.
那么再撒网。
On the right side of the boat.
那么在船的右边。
And then you see many fish.
然后你会网起更多的鱼。
They see lots of fish in the net. 153 big fish.
在这个时候网到了153条大鱼。
They were so amazed.
他们觉得非常的惊奇。
But also they were so embarrassed.
那么同样他们也觉得非常的这个难堪。
Because Jesus loved them so much.
他们觉得不好意思了因为主耶稣爱他们这么多。
So...They eat together that breakfast.
所以他们把那些鱼做了当成早餐来吃。
I think that breakfast is very difficult, very long for them.
我们可以想象在那一场早餐当中对他们来说是一个很长的早餐了。
Now, after eating,
吃完之后
Lord Jesus asked Simon Peter,
主耶稣问西门彼得了
Do you love me more than this?
你爱我比这些更深吗
So actually, Jesus tell them, if you love me, you must take care of my sheep.
主耶稣告诉他们如果你爱我那么就要喂养我的小羊
So this is the command of the Lord
那么这是神的吩咐
If you love the Lord
如果我们爱主
You will love what belongs to the Lord
我们就要爱凡是属于主的东西
This is very true
这是真的
For example when we get married
比如说我们结婚了
After we get married, suddenly we have a lot of in-laws.
那么结婚之后我们总是有因为结婚所带来的亲戚
You never knew them before.
也许这些亲戚我们从没见过
But after, because you love that woman.
但是因为我们爱自己的配偶
You want to marry your spouse.
因为我们要跟配偶结婚
So you also have to love the family.
因为结婚所以我们同样也要爱对方的家人
You cannot tell your spouse.
我们不可以告诉我们配偶这么说
I love you, I want to marry you.
我爱你我要跟你结婚
I really hate your dad and mom.
但是我就是讨厌你的父母亲
I cannot take them as an in-law.
我没有办法接受他做我的这个亲戚
No, if you love her, you must love all the family belongs to her.
但是如果你爱你的太太那么你就要接受你太太所有的亲戚
There was a saying in Chinese.
有这么中文这么说
If you love the house,
如果你是爱屋
Even a little raven stay in your house you have to love the little raven too
所谓的爱屋及乌就是这个道理
This is very true
这是真的
We say we love Jesus
我们说我们爱主
But Jesus is invisible
但是主却看不到
How do we love Jesus?
我们如何爱主呢
Love the one belong to Jesus
那我们就要爱那属于主的人
Who belong to Jesus?
谁属于主的人
Our brother and sister belong to Jesus
就是我们周围所有的弟兄姐妹都是属于主的人
Jesus asked Peter three questions
主耶稣在这边问彼得三个问题。
Let's read again verse 15.
我们再读一次十五节。他们吃完早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
Lord Jesus asked Peter.
主耶稣在这边问彼得
：“Do you love me more than this?”
你爱我比这些更深吗
？This is a very good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
Of course, in English, we didn't see it's very special. The love, the word is all the same.
我们看英文、中文其实都是很简单的一个对话，就是说你爱我比这些更深吗
？However, if we look at the original text, the Greek text,
如果我们看回原文，就希腊文本身
，the word love used by Jesus was called agape.
那么在这里，主耶稣所用的你爱我这个爱字，在希腊文里面叫 agape,
which means holy love.
也就是属于圣爱的意思
Self-sacrificing love
那么这种圣爱也就是能够牺牲自己而达到的一种爱
This love belongs to God
因为这样的爱是属于神的
Actually, love comes from God
因为神就是爱爱就是从神而来
This kind of love is maybe we can imagine is just like the love of a parent
那么这样的爱也许在世界上我们可以找到的也就是我们父母的爱
Maybe not totally the same but it's very near
很接近但是不完全能够代表
A parent give birth to a child.
今天父母亲生下小孩。
Before nowadays, less and less parents want to have babies.
今天我们看到许许多多的父母都不要生小孩了。
很多年轻人。
很多年轻人都不要生小孩了。
Why?
为什么
？Because they think taking care of child is a burden, is a long suffering.
因为对这些年轻人来说，照顾小孩是一件很重的负担。
If I don't have children.
如果我没小孩
I can buy all the things I want.
我可以买所有我需要买的东西。
I can buy nice car, nice sport car.
我可以享受好的车。
I can buy a plasma TV.
那么我可以享受好电视。
I can go to vacation every now and then.
那么我可以花很多钱去到处旅游。
But if I choose to have a kid.
但是如果我生了小孩
Lots of bills.
就看到许多账单了。
I have to buy diaper.
我开始要买尿布。
I have to buy...milk powder.
我要开始买奶粉。
I have to pay them preschool.
我们开始要供他们上学。
And so much trouble teaching them.
那么要许许多多的责任跟困难来教小孩。
That's why nowadays the birth rate going low and low because less and less people want to commit. Nobody want to sacrifice.
所以今天我们看到为什么出生率越来越低，因为呢这些年轻的新一代不再希望有小孩，因为那个是一个重担了。
However, this love from God is just like this self-sacrificing.
那么同样的，很类似的这种圣爱，从爱神来的爱呢，是一种牺牲的爱。
God created us.
神创造我们。
We did nothing good for God before.
那么在这之前，我们对神没有任何的贡献。
But God already loved us.
但是在我们贡献之前，神已经爱我们。
He loved us when we didn't know Him.
那么他爱我们在先，也就在我们还不认识他，他就爱我们。
This love is so wonderful.
所以这样的圣爱可以说是没有办法比较的。
So Jesus asked Peter.
所以主耶稣在这里问彼得
，Do you love me? This love is mean. Can you love me with this self-sacrificing love?
这里说到你爱我比这些更深吗？主耶稣用的爱就是说你愿意用牺牲的爱来爱我吗
？Just like a parent asked the child.
就好像一个父母亲问他的小孩一样。
Do you love mama?
那么你爱妈妈吗
？Like the way I love you.
就好像妈妈爱你一样。
Wow, the second part of the sentence is hard. The second part of the sentence is
我们看到第在这个后半段其实是很难问的。
Yes, a child will love the mom.
当然，小朋友当然爱妈妈。
However, the love cannot be comparable to the parent love to her.
但是小朋友爱妈妈那种爱没有办法跟父母爱小朋友那种爱比较。
So, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Using the self-sacrificing holy love.
所以今天主耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”这个爱他却用了能够牺牲那种大爱。
However, Peter was replying.
但是我们看到彼得这么回答
：Yes, Lord, you know I love you.
他说：“是的，主啊，你知道我爱你。
”And the love Peter used, the word is not agape.
那么在这里，原文彼得回答说：“我爱你。”这个爱呢，就不再是这个 agape 这个圣爱。
Peter used the love is called filial, which is more like a friendship or fond of individual. This kind of love.
原文 filial 这个字就是说是一种友情的一般的这种爱惜的爱。
Personal attachment.
可以说是属于二者之间互相喜悦那种爱
or like a matter of sentimental feeling
那么就好像一种互相能够珍惜的那种爱
what does it mean
什么意思
Jesus asked Peter
主耶稣问彼得
do you love me
你爱我吗
using the self-sacrificing love just like I love you
那么这个爱是说你能够爱我像我为你牺牲那种爱吗
Peter said yes I love you just like friend
那么彼得却回答说我爱你就好像一个朋友一样
This love is not deep enough for Jesus.
我们看到彼得所用的这个爱，并不像主耶稣的爱那么深了。
Jesus wants more than this.
那么主耶稣需要彼得的回答，这个爱是比这个爱更深的。
Jesus wants stronger love.
那么主耶稣需要的就是更深、更深切的爱。
How do we treat our friends?
我们如何对待我们的朋友
？Yeah, he's a good friend.
当然他是好朋友了。
If I have good mood.
如果我心情好
，I call you for dinner, right?
那么我找你就一起吃饭吧。
I am so busy.
如果我忙
，No time.
没有时间
，I'm not in good mood.
而且我情绪不好。
I don't need to see you even half a year.
那么我可以半年都不打电话给这个朋友。
But we are still good friend.
但是我们还是好朋友哦。
This is just like an attachment, a sentiment.
那么这种互相连在这种当中连接的这种爱，就是一种互相生存的那种爱。
But parent is not like this.
但是父母亲的爱不同。
Parent even do not see the child one day.
父母亲如果看不到小朋友一天
，always think about them.
总是脑海里面就想。
Even if a child is 21 years old.
就算这个小孩已经21岁了
，Go for camping，
去露营了。
You still tell him bring more jacket。
总是妈妈总是关心说，哎，带点衣服吧。
Call home when you are safe。
你到那边的时候打个电话回家吧。
So parents' love is so strong。
所以我们看到父母亲的爱这么的强烈。
So there's a Jesus love Peter is very strong。
同样的，主耶稣爱彼得那个爱更强烈。
At that moment, Peter loved Jesus is very little, like a friend.
但是在这一点上面，我们看彼得的回答，他说他爱主耶稣，但是那个爱却是一种朋友之间很单纯的一种爱而已。
So Jesus tell him, if you love me, you must do something for me.
所以主耶稣说，你若爱我，就要做事了。
Now let's talk about this first. Jesus said, do you love me more than this?
主耶稣说，看他第一个问题，你爱我比这些更深吗
？What does it mean this? What this refer to?
那么这些指的是什么意思呢？
This could refer to first, maybe refer to other disciple.
这些可以说，首先我们可以，也许是有关于其他在座的其他的门徒。
Because one time Peter proclaimed.
那么有一次，我们看到彼得有这么样宣称了。
Even other people forsake you, I will not forsake you.
彼得跟主耶稣宣称说，就算其他门徒放弃你，我还是不遗弃你。
Peter said he loved Jesus more than other disciple.
也就是说，彼得向主耶稣宣告说，我爱你比其他人更深。
But now Peter run away. He denied Jesus three times.
但是我们都知道彼得不认主耶稣三次的这种事情。
But did Peter really love Jesus more than other disciple?
所以告诉我们彼得真的从心里面爱主更深吗
？No, actually not.
当然，从事实上不尽然的。
And secondly, this can refer to the boat.
那么这些可以说是他们生存的工具，这些船。
Jesus asked Peter.
主耶稣问彼得
，Do you love this boat more than you love me？
你爱这些，你的身材工具这些船比我更深吗
？Obviously, at this moment, Peter loved the boat more because catch the fish.
当然，彼得的回答很直接的，很实际的。我当然现在需要这些船了，因为我要捕鱼的。
When I was in a country, I went to a flea market.
我到一个国家，一个 flea market
就是跳蚤市场。
跳蚤市场。
At that country, a lot of Jewish people there.
在这个国家里面，许多犹太人。
So there was one Sabbath.
那么有一个安息日。
After the church service finished,
在教会聚会结束之后
，all the brothers and sisters say, "Okay, let's go to flea market because today we have some visitor from abroad."
那么弟兄姐妹就约好了，同样来访的弟兄姐妹一起来看看这个跳蚤市场。
And we go to the flea market. Still many people there.
那我们看来到这个跳蚤这个卖旧货的市场呢，很多人在那里。
So and we see there's one shop totally closed.
我们看到有一间店关门了。
And there's a sticker, there's an announcement.
那么有这么一块板子在上面。
Here written, we close for Sabbath.
这块板子上面写说安息日休息。
We were wondering, why this man closed on Sabbath? Saturday.
奇怪了，安息日你做生意的好，这正是当时的时候，为什么要安息日休息呢？
Saturday is the busiest day for the flea market.
那么对一般做生意而言，星期六是最好做生意的时候，人最多。
But why can they close?
但是为什么他会因为这个理由关门呢？
A lot of people say, oh, this owner, they were Jewish, they keep Sabbath.
所以旁边人就回答了，因为这家店的老板是犹太人，所以他们要守安息日。
Sometimes I really admire the Jewish people.
有时候我常常非常羡慕这个所谓的犹太人。
Even though they only knew the Old Testament.
虽然他们遵守的是旧约整个圣经。
They have not received Jesus yet.
他们没有办法去接受主耶稣的这个事实。
However, when they talk about the Ten Commandments, they're very, very trying their very best to stick with it.
但在旧约里面的十大诫命，他们却非常严格的遵守。
Especially keeping Sabbath is a must. They don't have to discuss. They have to keep Sabbath.
特别是安息圣日，遵守安息圣日这件事情，对他们来讲是完全是要遵守的。
In Israel, shop all closed Saturday.
我们在以色列看到所有的店在那一天全部关门。
Cinema also closed. Cinema.
我们看到妓院都关门。
So in that country, there are many Jewish people there, but they don't do business.
所以在那个国家里面有许多的犹太人，同样犹太人所有的店在那一天全部关闭。
They lost a lot of money for Saturday.
他们因为这样的关闭在礼拜六，所以失去很多生意。
But they love God more than this.
但是他们所表现的是他们爱神超过这一切。
So this is a comparable value.
所以在这边我们看到比较型的爱。
So love is, money is very important.
钱重要。
Is important.
是很重要的。
However, God is more important.
但是我们看到钱重要，可是神更重要。
If you look at Jewish people, they are very successful in whatever trade they do around the whole world.
我们看到犹太人对这一点遵守的非常的成功，不论他们在世界各个角落做任何的生意。
Even though they don't do trade on Saturday,
虽然他们不在星期六做事情。
But they never lack anything.
但是他们全部从来不因为这样而缺乏。
Rather, they are very blessed.They're very successful in everything they do.
反而我们所看到犹太人总是受到神的祝福。
So they love God more than this.
因此他们做到了，他们爱神超过这一切。
So Peter answered Jesus, "Yes, I love you." Now Jesus tell them, "If you love me, there's something you must do."
这边彼得说，是的，主啊，我爱你。那么主耶稣说，那么你就要做一些事了。
What must they do?
他们要做什么？
Jesus tell what you must care about my sheep.
你要喂养我的小羊。
Now there's a three kind of sheep we have to take care.
我们这边分析出来有三种小羊要去看养的。
Verse 15, Jesus tell Peter.
十五节这边主耶稣告诉彼得。
Feed my lambs.
你要喂养我的羊。
What does it mean?
这什么意思？
Lamb is a baby sheep.
既然是这个小羊，就是刚出生的，还没长成的。
We refer to the new believers or truth seeker, or they just first come to church.
那么就好像我们教会有许多刚信主的，或是正在慕道的。
We have to give them more attention.
我们要花多些时间在他们身上。
To give them more love.
要花多一点的爱在他们身上。
More care.
要多一些的关怀。
Because they were newly born.
因为他们是新生的。
They're not yet very strong.
他们既然是小羊，就不是那么强壮。
So we have to give them something.
所以我们要给他们一些东西。
So what do we give to a newborn baby?
那我们给他什么呢？
I remember when my child was first born in the hospital.
那么我还记得我小朋友在医院刚出生的时候。
At that time they were born premature.
那么因为他们是早产。
They were so small.
特别小。
哎呀。I look at the baby.
我看到他们这个样子。
Doesn't look like a normal baby.
看起来就不太像很正常的小朋友。
Very thin.
非常这个瘦。
So I think, let him stay in the incubator.
所以我决定说跟医院讲，让他们就待在保温箱。
Let the mom hold her.
那么让这个妈妈就特别看管他们。
Obviously, I don't want to break it. I don't want to break it. I don't want to harm.
但是我不愿意。
抱他们。Because I'm afraid maybe I cause harm to the baby.
因为呢，我抱他们搞不好会伤到他们。
Hey, but the nurse rebuked me.
但是护士就不同意了。
You are his dad.
护士说你是这个你是爸爸。
And you are telling them you're not holding him.
那么你告诉我你不要抱他们吗
？You must hold him.
你一定要抱这个。
Give him warmth.
让他们感觉到这个温暖。
Give him security.
让他们感觉到这个安全感。
Give him love.
让他们感觉到你的爱。
And I first time hold a baby.
那么第一次我抱这个小婴儿。
I still remember that feeling that day.
我那天还是到现在还是记得那一天那一刻的那个感觉。
When I hold a baby, I feel like I'm a father.
我抱起来那一刻，感觉我就像一个爸爸一样。
And I think the baby also feel my love.
那么我可以肯定的，我的小朋友感觉到我的爱的传送。
So today we need to let our new friends or new believer feel our love here.
所以今天我们要让我们的新朋友，让我们的新受洗的同龄感觉到我们真的表现出来的爱。
Don't think, oh, he's a truth seeker. Somebody else bring him here. I have no responsibility.
有时候我们会想说，这个人是别人带来的，对我来说没有什么关系的。
Sometimes we're even so afraid that, oh, I don't know him, so embarrassed. Let me walk away.
有时候我们会甚至觉得说，我最好离远一点嘛，因为我也不知道他。
We should do the contrary.
相反的，我们反而要来做另外的动作。
We don't know him.
我们不知道他。
Approach the person.
但是我们要更接近这个人。
Introduce yourself.
我们要自我介绍。
Oh, I'm so and so brother and sister.
我们要介绍自己是谁。
What's your name?
问问别人是谁。
Oh, you're welcome to this church.
要告诉他们我们很开心看到，也很欢迎看到。
Just a few conversations. Show us, make a difference.
就这么短短的几段话就能够告诉我们，我告诉他我们是关怀的。
Secondly.
第二点
Jesus said in verse 16.
在第十六节主耶稣说
You must take care of my sheep.
你要照顾我的羊，你要牧养我的羊。
This is the second time Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes, I did, I do."
这节主耶稣第二次问他，你爱我吗？那么彼得说，是的，我爱你。
So Jesus said, "Then you can take care of my sheep."
耶稣说了，你要牧养我的羊。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？Even though the lamb is growing bigger, is mature.
虽然小羊这个开始长大，是这个所谓的成为大羊的时候
，is healthy，
已经比较健康了。
But still need take care.
相对的，健康的羊还是要照顾啊。
Sometimes we have a wrong concept.
有时候我们有这么一样错误的观念。
I'm okay.
觉得自己不错。
Only those who has problem need visitation.
那么，这个所谓的探访的工作呢，只给有问题的人用。
有问题的才需要被探。
才有问题的才需要被探访。
I come to church.
我来教会。
I don't need caring.
我不需要别人照顾。
You take care of other people.
你花时间在别人身上。
However, Jesus tells us, even though we are sheep, we are very strong. We also need care about each other.
但主耶稣说，虽然我们已经长大了，成为成熟的羊了，但是我们还需要人家的关怀。
A church is like a family.
教会就像家一样。
This time you care about me, next time I care about you.
今天你关怀我，明天就换我来关怀你。
So how do we put into the practice?
所以我们如何把这个实现在生活当中
？If brother and sister say, "Oh, we want to care about you, we want to come to your house."
那么今天如果别人说我们想去看看你，关心一下
，Don't think that, don't feel offended, don't think, "Oh, I have some problem." No, even though there's no problem, but we can still talk to each other, we can still gather together as a family.
这样的电话，这样的访问，千万不要觉得说是有问题了。其实就算是没有任何问题，互相的来。来往也是正常的。
And also, if there's family service, we can try our best to attend.
那么，尤其是家庭聚会，我们都要抓时间来参加。
Because through family service, you know your region, your brother and sister better.
因为经过家庭聚会这样的团契之后呢，在你的邻居四周同一个城市里面，大家互相认识。
It's different.
这是不一样的。
So.We should take care of each other. We are big sheep now, but we still need to take care of each other.
虽然我们已经是长大的羊了，但是我们还是要互相关怀。
Now the third kind of sheep.
第三种羊。
Let's read verse 17.
我们看十七节。十七节第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
So Lord Jesus asked Peter the third time, "Do you truly love me?"
主耶稣在这边第三次又问彼得同样的问题：“你爱我吗？”
Peter was so sad.
在这边彼得就觉得忧愁了。
Yes, I love you, Lord, you know.
是的，主耶稣，你知道我，你都知道的，我爱你。
Then Jesus said, feed my sheep. This is the third kind of sheep. Feed my sheep.
主耶稣在这边说，你喂养我的羊，这个羊是第三种羊。
Now the sheep is big, why have to feed him?
既然羊长大了，为什么要喂它
？Because sometimes the sheep can be sick.
因为这些大的羊有时候会生病。
Sometimes when you're sick, you don't feel like eating.
那么既然生病了，有时候就吃不好。
We have two kinds of sicknesses.
我们有两种病。
Sometimes we have physical sicknesses.
我们有时候是肉体上生病。
However, sometimes we have spiritual sicknesses.
但是有时候我们是属灵上生病。
Sometimes we don't want to eat.
有时候我们不想吃。
Anorexia.
就是厌食症。
Sometimes we get lost.
有时候我们迷失了
，don't know how to come home，
不知如何回家了
，sometimes we were hurt，
有时候我们受伤了
，sometimes we were forced out，
有时候我们被驱逐出去了
，sometimes we almost die，
我们有时候被觉得说几乎快要死了
，but at this time we need to help each other，
但是在这些点上面，我们都要互相关怀。
So if we know sometimes our dear brother and sister they are sick physically。
如果就我们知道在我们四周弟兄姐妹有人生病的
，so we need to take care，
我们当然要照顾。
So in conclusion。
所以最后
What do we have to do?
我们要做什么呢？
We need to learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要学主耶稣。
Take care of the sheep.
照顾小羊。
Because this is the demand, the command of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是主耶稣的吩咐。
Tomorrow we have a seminar for caring group.
明天我们有关怀小组的这个讲习会。
So all of us can think about if it's convenient for you, we can try to come and to take part.
我们今天在座每一位都可以成为关怀小组的成员，能够来照顾别人。
Remember, today you care about others, someday other people care about you.
所以我们永远要记得，我们今天关怀人家，有一天人家就关怀我们。
May the Lord bless us and guide us.
那么愿神带领我们，祝福我们。
Let's sing hymn 336.
我们请看，我们请唱330。